Blog Talk Radio.
Listeners, this is Chocolate Lady 64, and I'm hoping you guys are enjoying your week. I sure have, and I'm so glad again today is Thursday. One more day of work, and then we can relax for the weekend. Tonight, like I said, this year I was trying to do something different, and tonight, that's why my title is I Will Surprise You. So I'm going to surprise you with different subjects now. Tonight's subject is going to be about child support. What an interesting subject, huh? I hope my listeners are listening to the point where you understand what child support is about. For some reason, people are misinterpreting what child support is supposed to be. Child support is supposed to take care of the child. Let's break that down. Child support is paying the rent. Child support is paying the car note. Child support is putting gas in the car. Why? Let me tell you why. The roof over the head is support for the child. The car that you drive is to get your child back and forth to the places that they need to go and the places that you want to take them. That's child support. Putting gas in that car is child support, okay? Putting food on the table for that child is child support, okay? When a mother or father has to buy items for themselves, believe it or not, it's child support. We got this whole interpretation that child support is strictly for buying all the stuff for the child. But what about the electricity bill? What about the phone bill? What about all of that is child support. So you who are out there not being responsible for taking care of your child, you have to deal with your own demons. Okay? That goes to men and women, because you have women that's supposed to be paying child support that are not. And you also have men, as we know, that don't pay their child support. Now, let me say this. Because I have been a person who had to file for child support from my son's father, if you, as a man, and as a woman, cannot financially afford a child, stop having them. Let me repeat myself one more time so nobody won't misinterpret what I'm saying. If you cannot financially afford a child, stop having them. Do you know, on average, from a child, from the time it comes out the womb to the time it becomes 18 years old, on average it costs $1 million to take care of a child from infant to at least the age of 18. $1 million. Now, if it's all these kind of rich people out here that can afford this, have at it. But if you cannot afford it, stop having children. Quit having children like you change your clothes. Quit having children like nobody else can have them. Quit trying to repopulate the earth by yourself. If you can't afford to have children, male and female, quit having them. There's no other way. And it's not only the young people who are doing it, it's older men and women who are doing this. Older women, when I say older, I'm talking about from 20 on up. Stop it. If you and that man is not together, why are you having a baby? Okay? If you guys have already broken up, accidentally have an argument, after the argument, you cuddle, whatever, and then you're pregnant, knowing he's not coming back to you. He's already moved on. But he knew you were going to be able to service him in that way, so you go and you service him before you know it, pop, hick him a baby. You're not ready for a baby, but you're going to have it, and then you're going to go after him for child support. Huh? Come on. That's not fair. That's not fair to the person, and mainly it's not fair to the child. A child is a real living human being. Let me say that again. A child is a real living human being. It's not a house. It's not a car. It's a real human being. You can't trade it in for something different, okay? When you buy a house, you can put your house on the market to sell it, and then you can buy another house. When you buy a car, when you get tired of that car, you can turn that car in and you can buy another car. A child is not like that. So when you guys divorce or whatever you do, break up, quit using that child as a pawn. It is not fair to that child to use them to get what you want. Okay? Quit doing that. And men, if you know she's going to try to trick you, why not wrap it up? Don't get mad, because you could have prevented the whole thing by wrapping it up. So you're just to blame as she is. But when we start playing, and I say we, because I am a woman, I'm not saying I'm one of those type of women, but we are women, and we play those games. But you're playing with a life. You're not playing just your life. You're playing with another innocent life when you go at the whole child support thing in a vindictive vendetta after this man. Quit using your child as a pawn. It is not fair to that child. That child deserves so much more. I'm just sorry. I'm not angry. I'm just very passionate about how we put our children and we use our children to get what we want, to get him to come back. You know, all that drama, remove all that. That child is going through enough. That baby is going through enough. It does not deserve to be going through that extra drama with the fight between each other. You don't let him visit because he's taking care of somebody else's child. Stop it. Your concern is to take care of your child, not nobody else's. Your concern is to make sure your baby has everything they need. You guys have got to stop doing this. That goes for the male and female. If you don't want her anymore, let her go. But that doesn't mean that you neglect your obligations to your children. Same goes for women. If you don't want him anymore, you decide that you don't want to take care of the child, you don't want to physically take care of the child, then do your obligation too. Take care of your child financially if you can't do it any other way. The arguing over who insurance is going to go on, you're going to pay for the insurance, you're going to do this, you guys, stop it. These children are not asked to be put in this situation. You guys made a decision to come together and consummate whatever relationship you have, and then pop has a baby. It was your irresponsibility. It's not the child's irresponsibility. It's your irresponsibility that this child has been born into this mess, not a good, healthy home life, but they've been born into this mess, this drama, this chaotic life. And you wonder why our children are wreaking havoc on everybody else. It's because what they have at home, what they don't have at home. So So it's very important that you guys understand you have to take care of your children, regardless of how you feel about the man, regardless of how you feel about the woman. Take care of your child. Make sure that your child is being taken care of. You don't have to go at child support with a very vindictive vendetta after that man or after that woman. You don't have to do that. You really don't. I can recall when I actually went to ask for child support or to apply for it, my son was 15 years old because I had done all I did. I worked. I was first in the military when he was little. When I got out, I got jobs. I worked. I did whatever I had to do. I didn't even know I could go after him with child support at him being 15 years old until a friend of mine told me about it, that I could apply for child support. And that's the way I did it. I didn't, when I said went after him, I didn't mean I went after him with vengeance. I went after him because I could, there was things that I wanted to provide for my child I could no longer provide. So I went and applied for child support. And in no time, I had it. And I didn't ask for an increase. I didn't keep going. I just made sure that it kept coming through, because there was a time when he thought that he didn't want to pay it. Well, the court thought otherwise. Yeah, you need to pay it. So don't, and to this day, I'm done with it. I never stopped him from seeing his son all through the whole situation. He was able to come see his son. He was able to communicate with his child. He was able to do whatever he needed to do with his kid. I never stopped him from doing it, because that wasn't the relationship that I mean, he's the one who walked away and didn't want to do it. You know, I didn't chase after him. I didn't make a big deal about it. I went and did what I had to do. I had a mouth to feed, so I fed my son. I kept a roof over his head. That was my goal. My goal wasn't to chase after him and worry about who he's with and what he was doing. My job was to make sure my son was taken care of. I had a mouth to feed. So if he wasn't in my life as the boyfriend or the husband, that was fine with for me. I wind up doing what I had to do. I went into the military so that I was able to support my child, to make sure he had everything he needed. So I didn't do all that. I didn't have time for that. I just kept thinking the first goal I need to do is to make sure my baby is fed. I can't wait on somebody else to feed him. I have to feed him myself. So my son was 15 years old when I went after him for child support. We weren't married, okay? So when I went after him for child support, Tavares was basically able to take care of himself. But I needed the extra help. So that's the reason why I went after my son's father. Other than that, I wouldn't have never even bothered him. You know, I got the help that I needed. Things worked out the way that it was supposed to work out. So I'm just trying to tell you guys, it doesn't take a lot of drama to get what you want if you're doing it for the right reasons. You know, I didn't care who he was with. I didn't go after his personal life. I wasn't involved in all that. I didn't care. I just needed to be able to take care of my son, and that was my priority. And we get caught up in all this other stuff. And it's really not fair to the child. It really isn't. Let me get off that soapbox so we can get into talking about what I want to talk about tonight. What I did was I found some information on child support, and I found it from different websites. I got something from ChildSupportMatter.com. I got some information from Filees.com, New Steps Aimed at Making Child Support Deadbeats Pay Up, how the laws are changing constantly dealing with child support. I also have something from ACF.HHS.gov, which is Administration for Children and Families. Let's start with that. It says, child enforcement steps. The Child Support Enforcement Program is a federal, state, local effort to locate parents, their employers, and or their assets, establish paternity if necessary, and establish and enforce child support orders. State and local child support enforcement offices provide a day-to-day operation of the program. The federal role is to provide funding, issue policies, ensure the federal requirements are met, and interact with other federal agencies that help support the CSE program. Now, it's asking several questions here, and I'm going to go, you might hear my dog bark in a few minutes because outside my other dog is barking, so please forgive me if you hear him barking, or hear her barking, that is. Let's see. I have some numbers, and what I'm going to do is, these are the numbers for the state child support enforcement offices, and what I want to do is I'm going to put them on my website, SamanthaPlace.net. I will be listing the child support office numbers in case you guys are interested in looking at them and getting the numbers, because I'm not for sure if anybody is able to get the numbers. I'm not saying that you can't. I'm just going to put them on there for the show. Okay, one of the questions was how and where do I apply? And it's breaking it down and it's telling us, in most states, CSE offices are listed under the Human Services Agency in the local government section of your telephone directory. If there's not a separate listing, the Human Service Agency information operator should be able to give you the number. State CSE agencies are listed at the end of the brochure. They also can provide telephone numbers for local offices, and that's where I was telling you about those numbers. Okay, let's see. I'm sorry, I got sidetracked here. And it's asking what are the steps that you take for collecting support? First of all, a child was born out of wedlock is to establish paternity. If it was born out of wedlock, you have to establish a paternity, which I did. I had to go. There was an order that I take my son to a certain lab and have blood drawn and DNA test done. So when the DNA test, which that goes to the cost of the parent that's not doing his job or her job, it winds up he had to pay for it. Come out, you can't beat 99.9% chance that that baby is who it is. You can't beat that. You can't lie that out. So when it came back, that it was true what was said, then it had to be paid. Okay, once you establish paternity, or make legal determination of who the father is, many men will voluntarily acknowledge paternity. Either parent can request a blood test in contested parent paternity cases. Your caseworker will help you to establish paternity for your child. Okay? Caseworker. I know that's a bad word for a lot of people because they believe caseworkers. I think that they're overworked and underpaid. For as many caseworkers they have, it doesn't equal out to how many child support cases that are out there. Okay, establishing the obligation is the next step. The fair amount of child support that the non-custodial parent should pay is determined according to the state guidelines. Your CSE office will be able to tell you how support award amounts are set in your state. Your CSE office can also request medical support for your child. That's where Medicaid comes in. Okay, the last step of enforcement of the child support order, the CSE office can help with collecting the money due no matter where the non-custodian parent lives. Okay, so obviously there is connections. When you have, and I'm not saying this to be vindictive or being mean or anything, I want you to understand this. It is good to have information pertaining to the non-custodian parent. I'm going to tell you why. For instance, driver's license numbers, birth certificates, social security numbers, and I'm saying it's not for a negative reason. I'm saying it so that it won't take you so long to process. It won't take them so long to process your claim, because you'll have that information to give to them so they can go ahead and start looking and searching for the father if he's not there, or the mother if she's not there. So it is good to have that information on you. What I did was because of the Freedom of Information Act, you're able to get a lot of information you think you can't get. You can get it. I found my son's father, because we did lose communication for a while. I called the state of New York, because he lives in New York, and I asked for a copy of his driver's license, his driver's record, matter of fact. And they sent me a form, and I filled it out, and I sent it back. I think I had to pay a fee. And I got all his information. And with me having all that information, I took it to the child support place. So I was already ready to start my case because I had them information right then and there. So that helped me out. I didn't go, again, I want you to understand, I did not go with a vengeance after him, okay? Because 15 years later, I'm just messing with him about it. Come on. I could have got him a long time ago, but it wasn't on my heart or my mind to go after him in that way. So that's the reason why it's good to have something about that person. Lots of times the family members are not, his family members or her family members are not going to cooperate with you, okay? They're not going to tell you where he's at. They're not going to say that, you know, tell you his information. They're not going to do it, because that's how family is. They're not going to do it because they probably already know why you're calling or asking for this information, okay? So once you've done that, the last step of the enforcement of the child support order is you let the CSA office that can help with collecting the money due, no matter where the non-custodian parent lives. I'm sorry, you guys. At any of these steps, the CSE office may need to know where the non-custodian parent is living or where he or she is working. When a parent has disappeared, it is usually possible for the CSE office to find him or her with the help of state agencies, such as the Department of Motor Vehicles, or the Federal Parent Locating Service. Your caseworker can tell you what information is needed to find an absent parent or he or she employer. And like I said, I did exactly that. I got a hold of the Department of Motors and Vehicles in Albany, New York. The state of New York, which is Albany. And that's how I got his information. And that was something I did on my own. Not I did because somebody told me, but I did it on my own to find that information out. It says the most successful way to collect child support is by direct withholding from obligated parents' paycheck. Once all that information is established, what happens is a garnishment takes place. Once the agency gets in contact with his or her employer, that's when that starts to take place. That's when they start, communicating back and forth and letting them know what's going on. His employer know what's going on with his pay. Once they do that, your child support enforcement office can tell you about how that works, which basically that's what I just told you, how they do it. Okay. Federal and state income tax refunds may be withheld to collect unpaid child support. States also have laws which allow them to use liens on real and personal property, orders to withhold and deliver property, or seizure and sale of property with the proceeds applied to support debt. Many states routinely report child support debts to credit bureaus, and smart parents are bringing their payments current so that their credit won't be affected. Okay. Now, let me say this. Okay. if it affects my credit, that's sad. And what gets me is I hear people say, I'm not letting the government tell me what to do with my kids. But you are, because you're paying them. When they're paying, when the federal government or the state and local governments are, say the mother or father of your child is on welfare, okay, and they get food stamps, who do you think is paying that? The state is. Taxpayers are paying for your kids, okay, to make sure they have health care, to make sure they have food. If the mother is doing the correct thing or the father is doing the correct thing and not selling the food stamps or the whatever you want to call them, food stamp card or whatever, that's you. I don't know how to say this. That's the whole point of child support, is to make sure you're taking care of your kid, not us taking care of it. And my philosophy is I'm a taxpayer, and I'm taking care of a child that's not even mine. I can't say hi to, I can't love, I can't take to the movies, I can't do anything with. I'm taking care of a whole bunch of kids that are not even mine, because you have deadbeat mothers and fathers out there not doing their job. So how do you think that feels? How do you think that makes me feel? How does it think you make some of them the listeners feel, that we're out here paying for children that we don't even see and don't even know? Can't bring them a birthday present, can't do nothing with them, can't visit them or nothing. But we have to get a grip, okay? Now, let's see. Okay. Let's see. We read about that. Okay. I'm sorry. Like I said before, I have state child support enforcement offices' phone numbers, and I'm going to put that on the website, on SamanthaPlace.net. Let's see. Okay, let's talk a little bit about federal child support collection laws. This law falls under the Public Law 104-134 Debt Collection Improvement Act of 1996, Executive Order 130119, Supporting Families, Collecting Delinquent Child Support Obligations. Whoa. Okay. The Debt Collection Improvement Act of 1996 was enacted into law on April 26, 1996, to authorize the Secretary of Treasury to collect past due child support by the administrative offset of federal payments. Executive Order 13019 of September 1996 requires the Secretary of State to promptly develop and implement procedures necessary for the collection of past due child support debts by administrative offset. It is estimated that there are 10 to 15 million families in our country who are not getting the child support they deserve, and that more than $30 billion in child support goes uncollected every year. Let me repeat that number again. $30 billion in child support goes uncollected every year. Although the government has introduced tougher penalties for those who don't pay their child support, these penalties are useless if you can't find the absent parent. Ugh, man. Isn't that something? Federal and state child support collection laws are based on the premise that children have a right to the care and support of their parents. It is the responsibility of parents to provide this support. The government can help parents who live apart from their children meet their responsibilities. However, the government's current child support system has failed to find and collect from and prosecute effectively those who want to avoid supporting their children. Now, just like the drug war, trying to find the drug dealers and putting them in prison is a task. This is the same way child support is. No matter how many laws, elaborate laws that they put out there, guess what? They can't enforce them because guess what? The parent does not want to be found. Now, you parents out there who get out of one relationship with drama, with kids, one or two, three or four kids, you turn around, you get in another relationship and have more children. But you're not even taking care of the first set of children. Come on. It comes down to taking care of your child or children. It boils down to you taking care of those children. I don't care how you hate her or hate him or can't do this. At least try to work things out for the child's sake. Men, quit being mad and not doing your job. Quit not working so you won't pay child support or you're only paying her $25 a week for child support. Come on, you guys. You guys, come on. Have a little bit more pride in yourself, okay? Have a little bit more pride. Do the best you can with taking care of your child. If you're not working, because I know the economy has really set a lot of people back, a lot, okay? I understand that. I really and truly do. But if you were working and you have a job and you have a paycheck, you need to be looking at taking care of your child. It's not your child's fault that you got into another relationship with a whole bunch of more kids. It's not their fault. You cannot blame the child for your irresponsibility. And I keep saying it, and I say it to my heart, I mean it. Quit blaming the child or neglecting the child because you and that other person cannot get along. Quit bringing more children in, and you're not even taking care of the child you got. That just, I never could understand that concept. Why would you go have some more children that you're not even taking care of the ones that you got at the house? Okay? And I say this to the women who are messing with these men with all this baby mama drama. You need to check yourself and don't do something irresponsible by having a baby for him when he's not taking care of the kids he has back at the house. Okay? Come on. Come on. I mean, is it me? I just want to know, is it me? Because I don't understand that concept. You shouldn't go out and get pregnant for him when you know he's got all this baby mama drama going on. You should be like, oh, hold up, wait a minute. Okay, I know now I better take my pills because I see already this ain't going to work out. But no, we go and we have two, not only one baby, we have two and then three babies. He got three babies over here, he got three babies over there, and he got three, and he can't take care of none of them. But you're trying to fight him for child support like she's trying to fight him, and the other lady trying to fight him. Y'all not going to get nothing out of him because he ain't got nothing to give. But now you got three generation of kids, that three generation of children that's growing up without being supported properly by their parents. And I'm saying parents because I'm including her too, because obviously she can't support that child correctly, because that's why most of the time they ask for child support or sometimes they just being mean. Stop it. Quit using the children as a pawn to get what you want from him. It's not working. It's not working. To me, it's a shame. And any man, and I'll go to the Bible, any man who does not work, does not take care of his family, is lower than an infidel. Let me say that again. Any man who does not take care of his family is lower than an infidel. That means that's the low of the low. So You men who out here being cool, doing what you want to do, dropping babies all over the place and not taking care of none of them, get a grip. Stop it. Take care of your children. If you do nothing else, take care of your children. With that, I'm going to stop. And I'm going to take a break. And I want you guys to listen to some music. This is Bobby Womack, Color Him Father.
You know, the sad situation that we're faced with today, fathers making babies and running off and leaving them. Check it out. There's a man in my house. He's so big and strong. Those of us who stay, and he stays all day long. Comes home each night, looking tired and weak. Sits down at the dinner table, and he has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile. When he says to me, how's my child? Daddy, I've been studying hard all day long at school, trying to understand the golden rule. I think I color this man father. Think I color him love.
I'm not fussing. I'm just so that we still, I mean, everything that we're doing, everything that the president is trying to do, everything that communities are starting to realize that is more important than all this other outside drama, that we should make our children first. We should take care of our children. We should make sure they have exactly what they need. Okay, regardless of our situation, we need to make sure our children have what they need to get through their life because they did not ask. That's the number one thing. These children did not ask to come here. These children could have done something else. I mean, let me start saying it. Not that the children could have done something else. The children had no choice, that is. They came in this world. They did not choose you to be their parents. So I think if we can do nothing else, we should be able to take care of them. We should do whatever we have to do to take care of them legally. Let me say it to you like this. I'm not going to say illegally, because sometimes we can do sacrifices, and the sacrifices are not good sacrifices. They're bad sacrifices. You know, we have to take care of our children. We have to make them priority out of everything we do, and I make that clear. And I say that, and I really believe in that we make sure our children have everything that they need. When you're young and you're having kids real young, you don't really truly, be honest with you, you really don't understand what they need. You just know you got a mouth, you got to feed, and you got to do whatever you got to do to get it fed. Let's not have that. And mothers, let's not instill our children to feel that way when they do have children at a young age. You have to support it, but they need you too. They need you to be there, not to babysit while they go to the clubs and hang out with their friends, but you need to be a good role model for them as far as a mother goes and as far as a father goes. You know, they need that in their life because even the best families have their children can get pregnant. They've raised in a great home. Mother loves you. Father loves you. They're both there. And that happens. Okay, we can't harp on that happening, but now the realization is your daughter has a baby with a young guy who doesn't have a job, who's not doing anything with his life, and she's working because obviously she knows she has to work, and she's taking care of him and her, I mean him and the baby. You know, he's not paying no child support because he's not going to work. And he's probably blatantly told you he's not going to work. And I don't care what you do, I ain't paying child support. And women, too. What are you men teaching your young men? Because they see you not doing it. Those kids know that you didn't do what you're supposed to do for them. Don't underestimate a child's mind. They're seeing everything. They're sucking it up. They know what you're doing. They know all the drama, because you know why? Because they're here. They can hear when mom is cussing you out on the phone, telling you last time I got something from you was 2 months ago, 3 months ago. The baby needs shoes. They need T-shirts. They need uniforms. They need books. You know, all of that. That drama is not even necessary. It's not. It's not necessary. You can't force nobody to do what they don't want to do. Because you know what I really believe? I believe when men and women, when it all boils down to the end, when they're sitting, they're older, and they're laying up in that hospital and you ain't got an ounce, you ain't got nothing, and nobody's coming to visit you, I think that's when the regret starts, okay? When you denied your own child, I think that's when regret starts to kick in. I think he starts to reminisce or she starts to reminisce and wish that they were there, wish they would have done a better job. But that's nothing for us to worry about because, you know what, like I said before, they got to deal with their own demons. When it's all said and done, you want your child to be successful. You want your child to be the best that they can be. And the child is innocent, so they're not going to hold a grudge, and it's not for her or him to hold a grudge as the parents. It's for you to move on and do what you got to do. Don't force him to do anything. If you got to fight him, he's lying about where he at, you know, you got all these people looking for him, and, you know, he doesn't want to do what he's supposed to do. But don't get mad when somebody's knocking on your door and arresting you because you know that's your child and you didn't take care of it. Don't get mad. Pay the fine and keep rolling. Take care of your kid. That's all. I just don't believe somebody should be paying no $25 a week to a mother who pays more than that for babysitting fees, for daycare, paying $300 and $400 a week for daycare, but you only paying $25 for child support. Come on, y'all. No, that's not fair. That's not fair to the child. I'm not caring about the wife or the mother, and I'm talking about the child right now. The child is more important than anything. And you're not doing your job as a father, as a mother, taking care of what you bring in this world. And it's even more, to me, disgraceful when a woman turns her back on her child. I know that sounds crazy for me, but we're nurturers. That's what we were created to do, is to have children and take care of them. How can you not want to take care of something that's close to you, that's next to you, that came out of you? And I mean, that's just how I see it. How can you not want to financially take care of your child? You let everything else be priority over you taking care of your child. You know, that's not fair. You wonder why you have such a hard life. You wonder why things are not working out like you're supposed to. Because you're supposed to take care of that child. That child should be your you should sacrifice everything about you for that child. That's all you need to do. Make sure your child has everything that they need. They shouldn't want for nothing. You know, it's hard for women because there are so many single parents out there, but I really believe you wouldn't be a single parent if you were more responsible. And let me say this, and I don't want anybody to misread me. Single women who are single parents, knowing you're not going to get married, knowing that you're not going to, you got pregnant for all the wrong reasons. Let me say it that way. Because sometimes you can be divorced and you become single. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about all the women who got pregnant for all the wrong reasons, and guess what? He's somewhere else laying with somebody else, and you're stuck with the children. And I'm saying stuck in the way that you're the one who's taking care of the child. But you don't. That's not enough for you, because guess what you're going to do? You're going to start trying to make his household a mess wherever he's at, so because you're unhappy with him leaving you. You feel neglected, turned down, rejected. So guess what? I'm going to make his life a living hell. Again, let's think about the child. The child is so much more important than how we feel. It really is. We got to put our feelings aside and take care of the child. We really do, and that's what we don't do. We're so caught up on trying to get back at him that we hurt our children. This says right here, and this comes from, is it called SciLive.com, and it's Staten Island. Oh, that's what it is. It's from Staten Island, New York, and it's Staten Island real-time news. And it says, new steps aimed at making child support deadbeat dads pay up. Deadbeats. It's not saying dad. I apologize. It's deadbeats. Pay up. You've been through the divorce and finally got custody of the kids. This is if somebody's divorced. And it says, but don't count on getting any money. More than 60% of the time, or in at least 5,539 cases on Staten Island, the non-custodial parent ignored the court orders and failed to cough up the money to support their children. The city's Human Resource Administration says there is 12,154 Staten Island cases of custodial parents, mostly women, who are entitled to child support. You heard that, right? In the overwhelming majority of these cases, 28%, there are court orders in place to compel the support payments, said agency spokesman Barbara Brocantio. But of those cases, only 3,809 non-custodial parents are meeting their financial and legal responsibilities in paying child support. The rest live in open defiance of the court orders, either because they will not or cannot pay. And there's more bad news in the city statistics. The widespread lack of payment means thousands of kids in our neighborhoods are denied money for those basic support that can make a huge difference in their quality of life. It's especially tragic when the end result is bumping innocent children into a poverty-level existence when custodial parents have limited financial services, resources. Did you hear what I just said? Did you hear what I just said? That's what is missing from our children. The widespread of lack of payment means thousands of kids in our neighborhoods are denied monies for basic support that can make a huge difference in their quality of life. It's especially tragic when the end result is bumping kids into a poverty-level existence when custodial parents have limited financial resources. Again, it is not about you. It is about the child. It says, the city is taking new steps to force compliance in support child support cases, and it's going after non-custodial parents with increased in sophistication and vigor in enforced court orders. Now, they said they're going straight for anything that non-custodial parent has when it comes to money. They said they're going vigorously after them for that. There was something else I wanted to inform you on, and I'm trying to find it before my time is up here. Let's see. I'm sorry, you guys. Let's see. Okay, that's not what I wanted. Let's see. Oh, it's a couple of questions here that I found. Now, this is dealing with the statutes of limitations in the state of Louisiana on child support, because I am in Louisiana, so I can get some information. It says Louisiana age of majority when child support payments can be stopped at the age of 18. Now, it can stop at the age of 18 here, but I know in the state of Tennessee, my son was far beyond 18 when his stopped, because his father was in the rear, so it continued up until he was 25 almost. Or close to it. I think everything worked itself out where he turned. I think he was he might have been 20 when it actually stopped. But we were able to work something out where he got a chance to pay what he was supposed to pay. So by the age of 20, he was finished paying it. So here in Louisiana, maybe it stops at 18. That's what they say. Okay, if not addressed in the order, at what age is child support automatically terminated as a matter of state law? Louisiana revised state law allows for child support to be paid for a child over the age of majority if the child is unmarried, a full-time student in good standing in a secondary school, or dependent on either parent. Does date of the order impact what law is applied? It says no. Does child support end if the child leaves the household but does not emancipate? It says no. Is child support ever paid beyond the age of majority? Yes. For an 18-year-old full-time student in good standing at a secondary and a dependent on either parent, a developmentally disabled child up to age 22, a child placed under continued tutorship by the court also can be limited. It says, statute of limitations on forced child support order is 10 years here. Statute of limitation to establish a paternity until the age of majority. The DeMarcy dormancy, sorry, the revival, renewal possible? Yes, a judicial mortgage or lien that has been properly recorded must be reinscribed before the expiration of 10 years from the date it was recorded. So, as you can see, the age limit doesn't change. It's 18 years old for the state of Louisiana. And all that other information basically was kind of saying the same thing over and over again about how to go about it. I say to you guys, because it's close to the time of this show to end, you know you can hit me up on some sensible64@yahoo.com. SamanthaPlace.net is where I'm going to put the numbers to the local offices in each state or the state offices for child support. That's SamanthaPlace.net. You can also catch me on YouTube, CMBS44 at Yahoo, on YouTube. I'm hoping you guys have a great night. I love you. Continue to listen. And I will be soon interviewing some people on my show. Okay? Good night, you guys. Love you.